Perek Yotes, Mishnah Dalet. Misha Hayu Lo Shnei Tinokos. If there was a Moel who had two babies that he had to do a bris mila on in front of him, Echad Lemul Achar Shabbos, one, the bris mila was supposed to take place after Shabbos on Sunday. That's when the eighth day would take place. The Echad Lemul B'Shabbos, and wanted to do the bris mila on Shabbos, the eighth day would be on Shabbos. Now, V'Shachach, what happens if he forgets? He takes the baby whose bris milah was supposed to be done on Sunday, and by mistake he does the bris milah on Shabbos. Chayev is actually going to be liable a carbon chatas because he desecrated Shabbos. He did a bris milah on a baby that didn't even reach its eighth day yet. The eighth day was supposed to be Sunday. So he's doing a bris milah on the seventh day. It's not the eighth day yet. His bris milah was supposed to be on Sunday. He did it by mistake on Shabbos a day early. Nimsa shetah b'dvar mitzvah. He made a mistake in the dvar mitzvah. V'lo asa mitzvah. He didn't do any mitzvah. He did a circumcision, but he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Because the zman of chiyuv, the time of the obligation of the mitzvah is not until the eighth day. So it's as if he considered, it's as if he is considered to desecrate Shabbos, to be mechal Shabbos, and he has to bring a carbon chatas. What about the other way around? How about Echel Amul Be'erev Shabbos? One baby who was supposed to do the Bris Milah on Erev Shabbos on Friday. Friday was its eighth day. Ve'echel Amul B'Shabbos. And then one, the eighth day wasn't actually on Shabbos. Again, V'shachach, he forgot. Umala Shal Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos. And now he takes the baby that was supposed to be done on Friday, and he does it on Shabbos. So maybe you would say, hey, over here, he's not doing it on the seventh day early. He's doing it on the ninth day late. Because he took the Friday baby, and he's doing it now on Shabbos. So it's not like he's doing it on the ninth day, not on the eighth day, and not on the seventh day, but it's on the ninth day. So maybe over here it's a little bit better. So here it'll be machlokas. Rabbi Lazar mechayev chatas. Rabbi Lazar says, no, you're chayev a carbon chatas, because whether you do it on the seventh day, when it's not a time for the mitzvah at all, or whether you do it on the ninth day, even though the mitzvah had came already and passed, and now you're in like mitzvah zone, at the end of the day, it's not the eighth day. And it's only the eighth day, the Torah said, on its day, can you push of Shabbos. But not on the ninth day. So even though you're already in that mitzvah zone, you came to the time period when the mitzvah was applicable, unlike the seventh day where it wasn't applicable at all, still you're chayav karban chatas because you're desecrating Shabbos for a mitzvah, which is not in its right time. Whereas the other opinion, Rabbi Yoshua Poter, he says, no, you're exempt from karban chatas, because even though you did desecrate Shabbos through doing this mitzvah of milah, not in its correct time, shalobazmana, she'enedoch es Shabbos, which is not push of Shabbos, nevertheless, since he made a mistake, ta b'dvar mitzvah, asa mitzvah, he made a mistake in the matter of a mitzvah, and he still did a mitzvah, sharei miyom shmini, because already from the eighth day you could have had the bris milah, so therefore he's pater from a carbon chatas, and we actually paskin halach lamaisa in the case that this would have happened, like the more lenient opinion, like Rabbi Yeshua, that he'd be exempt. So everyone agrees if he did a bris milah on a baby, there was seventh day was on Shabbos by mistake, there everyone says you're chayev because there's no mitzvah yet. But if it was on the ninth day, so there there's a machlokas, Rabbi Lazar is machayev, Rabbi Yeshua is, he paters, he exempts it, and we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that the moel would be exempt and not be considered desecrating Shabbos, even though it's not the eighth day, but since he was involved in a mitzvah, and he did a mitzvah, we exempt him from desecrating Shabbos. Mishnah, hey. Katan, a minor, a baby. Nimo l'shmona. So a baby, the standard protocol is, on the eighth day, b'yom ha'shmini, on the eighth day, he gets his bris milah. Now, the Mishnah tells us, not only l'shmona can it be done on the eighth day, but even l'tisha, on the ninth day as well, it could happen. Ula asara. There are times when a baby has his bris milah on the 10th day. Ula achar asara. Sometimes even on the 11th day. Ula shneim asara. And even on the 12th day. Lo pachot. Not less than the 8th day. It always starts at the 8th. Lo yoter. It won't be more than the 12th day. So how in the world does this happen? Hakeitzad. What's going on over here? So let's explain. Kidarko. If the baby is born like normal and you're making a normal bris. So lishmona, you did a bris milah on the 8th day. No lad la bin ashmoshos. What happens if the baby was born during the twilight zone, during bin ashmoshos, suffolk yom, suffolk laila? You don't know if it's day or if it's night. For example, he's born on Sunday during twilight, so it's a suffolk, whether it's Sunday or whether it's actually Sunday night. We know in the Jewish calendar, the day starts the night before. So Sunday during twilight could either be Sunday or Sunday night, which is the beginning of Monday. So in that kind of case, we say Nimol Letisha. We can't start counting the 8 days from the night. We push it off later because we don't want to be too early. If you do it on the seventh day, there's no mitzvah. If anything, you want to be late. So because we're in a case of doubt, we push it off till Monday. And then you do the Bris Milah 8 days from Monday. It comes out, you're doing the Bris Milah on the ninth day because you're not sure, maybe he was born on Sunday. But since it's a Safa, you do it on the following Monday, which is 9 days later. Okay. Next case, Bein Hashmasho Shel Erev Shabbos. Bein Hashmasho Shel Erev Shabbos. What happens if the baby is born? Bein Hashmasho is during twilight, right before Shabbos. So it was a suffix if it was Friday. Suffix if it was Friday night, which would have been Shabbos. So now, Nimo La'asara, the baby will have his bris milah on the 10th day. Because what happens is, the 8th day now, if the baby was born Friday, and you're not sure if it's Friday or Shabbos, the 8th day technically falls out on Shabbos. And since we have a suffix in front of us, maybe it's the 8th day, maybe it's the 9th day, we don't do a bris milah on Shabbos when it's a suffix. So you can't push off Shabbos. Therefore, when do you do the bris milah? On Sunday. So now you have doing the bris milah on the 10th day. Next case, Yom Tov La'achar Shabbos. In a similar case, if you have Yom Tov that fell out after Shabbos. So the baby was born Friday. You're not sure if it was Friday or Shabbos. So then you can't do it Friday because we push it off a day. You can't do it Shabbos because it's a suffix. And then Sunday is Yom Tov, so you can't do it Sunday either. So now, Nimo La'achar, so you'll do it on Monday on the 11th day. Because also on Yom Tov, we don't do a bris milah if it's not on the actual day. And since we're in doubt when the day was, so we're not going to do it on Yom Tov, it gets pushed off, and then we do it on the Monday. And then, Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. And then if you have two Yom Tovs, for example, you have a three-day Yom Tov, baby's born on a Friday, you're not sure it might have been Friday or Shabbos, so you don't do the Bris Milah on a Friday. You can't do it on Shabbos because it's Shabbos. And then Sunday is Rosh Hashanah, and Monday is Rosh Hashanah, so you can't do it on those days either. So you end up doing it on Tuesday. Comes out, Nimol Shnei Nimol Shnei Masar. It was born on Friday. You're doing it on the next week, Tuesday. The week after that comes that you're doing the Bris Milah on the 12th day, which is going to be, you know, after Yom Tov. So when the baby's born on Friday, and you're not sure if it might have been Friday night or Shabbos, Friday or Shabbos, you're ending up doing it on the following Tuesday. So here are the four cases. So this really has nothing to do with doing the Bris on Shabbos. It's just giving you various cases. Once you talk about Milah, of, you know, when the Bris Milah could come out on the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. Okay, and then, of course, the last case would be a katan, a chola. If the baby's born, the baby's sick, the baby's yellow, the baby's not ready to do Bris Milah, then ein molano so asher yavri. You don't do the Bris Milah until he gets healthy. You can't, shemono lo me'ez sheyavri, mechal yav shiva yamim shlema me'ez la'ez. You count a week in order that the baby should get strong. V'yachakach, then you do the Bris Milah. And that, when do we say that? That's what Masl Shetakfa is called Gufay, when the illness, you know, gets to his whole body. So the way you're saying is like this. Yeah, let's clarify. So if the baby gets sick, you don't do the Bris Milah yet. It could be a week, could be, you know, months, could be years, you know, but you wait until the baby gets healthy. Once the baby gets healthy, then you wait 1 week, so the baby should be strong, then you do the bris. When is this said? When the baby was sick with an illness that affected his whole body. But if he was sick with an illness that only affected one of his limbs, for example, his eye, his arm, his leg, then of course you wait for him to get healthy, but once he gets healthy, you don't have to wait that extra week. So if he got sick and it affected his whole body, you wait as long as it takes till he gets healthy. Once healthy, you wait a week, then do the bris. But if he got sick and only one of his, you know, limbs, let's say his eye, for example, then you'll wait as long as it takes for him to get healthy. But once he gets healthy, you don't wait an extra week. You do the bris right then and there when he's, you know, when the illness is gone. And that concludes Mishnah Hay.